convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here, not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being, because we have with us on the line from the American Patrol, or the Glenn Spencer. Glenn, thank you so very much for being with us.
Good to be with you, Dr. Stan.
Well, these are rather exciting times, aren't they?
Well, they're very hectic and exciting here on the border and all across America, as the things that we have been discussing for years and warning Americans about are now on their front pages of their paper and the headlines and the top stories in their television programs.
How do they ever get 500,000 people out to demonstrate in Los Angeles? You must have a pretty good organization to be able to do something like that.
Well, you certainly do. You have all of the Spanish language media in Los Angeles that marches lockstep together. You have the unions, you have the schools, you have the government, you have the county government, you have the city government that are all in favor of amnesty and turning Los Angeles over to Mexico.
But, of course, the thing is that the average American, I mean 90% of the American people, don't want to go along with that. But it doesn't seem to matter what the American people want. Our leaders have their own agenda and totally unresponsive to the electorate.
That is correct. It's the greatest disconnect between the leadership and the people in the history of the United States. And it's across the board. They really don't care, because apparently they think we don't care either.
Well, Chris, the interesting thing is we're told, oh my goodness, the conservative Republicans were just so, they were so surprised that we didn't want to go along with turning our country over to Mexico.
Yes, it is stunning that they find this surprising, but once again, they're still trying to spin it. They're still trying to say that the American people want amnesty. They're still trying to shove this down our throats. And I don't think the amnesty will happen. I mean, when you have the Speaker of the House of Representatives, when you have the Republican leader, when you have the leadership of the Republicans in the House of Representatives, and saying this will not happen, I don't believe amnesty will happen or anything close to it.
Well, I certainly hope that you're right, Glenn, but I believe that there are people in Washington, D.C. who hate America, who hate the idea of sovereignty, who want to merge us with Mexico and really with the rest of the world, and this is the first step along the way towards the destruction of America and merging us into this.
No question about that, but you see, the Senate almost voted to dissolve the United States of America without a debate. The Democrats were trying to get them to accept this plan to grant amnesty to millions and millions of people without even debating it. The greatest deliberative body on the planet, and they were afraid of even discussing the issue of illegal immigration.
Well, we're going to be in just a minute with Glenn Spencer, who's been on the border for, well, it was a long, long time. Glenn's been on the front lines. How long have you been out, Glenn?
Well, I've been at this thing over about 14 years.
All right, hold on, hold that thought. We'll be right back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Our guest this afternoon is Glenn Spencer from the American Patrol, American Border Patrol, and Glenn's been out this battle for 14 years trying to awaken the American people up to what this whole illegal immigration movement is about. You have to understand that this is not happening by accident. It is being, those massive demonstrations all across America are funded by the communists, who you're told don't exist. Of course, you're told that they don't exist because you're not supposed to ever learn that this is being funded.
I'm on the phone. Come on in.
This is being funded by our great tax-exempt foundations. This is being funded by the Ford Foundation. This is being funded by grants from your government. And this whole illegal immigrant movement is intent upon destroying the sovereignty of the United States and merging us with Mexico and raising your living standards to that of the Mexican peasant. And if you're not going to get involved now, when are you going to get involved? I mean, admittedly, the immigrants are, and there are illegal immigrants, they usually refer to them as just immigrants, but the people who control the media, they want you to think that they are here in violation of our laws, and that they will violate the laws there, where else will they violate them? I feel very sorry for these people. They want a better form of life, but we should try to make a better life in Mexico. What we've done is make things so much worse there as a result of NAFTA that many of the farmers there who grew corn, when we had NAFTA, suddenly we flooded that country with corn from the United States subsidized by the American taxpayer, and it was so much cheaper than the Mexican could grow it that, of course, they were forced out of, off their farms, and then they came to America. But all of this has been encouraged by our leaders who refuse to enforce the federal laws. They would go after Martha Stewart because she got a tip that the stock was going to go down. But they would not go after the employers who employ millions of illegal immigrants in this country in violation of the federal law. You see, they're very selective in the laws they enforce because they have an agenda, and that agenda is the destruction of the sovereignty of America. Would you agree or disagree?
Well, there's no question about it. The evidence is just overwhelming. The Border Patrol is designed by people representing the Ford Foundation. They run the Border Patrol, and they have designed it to fail. No improvements in the Border Patrol operations have ever been made in the last many, many years without public demand.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. We'll bring other stations right back on board. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Glenn Spencer, and Glenn is just saying that they're not doing anything to improve the Border Patrol, and of course, basically, they talk about building a 700-mile fence for a 2,000-mile border. How dumb do they think the American people must be? The Chinese could build a wall all around China. The Romans could build a wall across Great Britain, in the first century. But shucks, we don't know how to do that now.
That's right. Congressmen are wringing their hands over a 700-mile wall. My gosh, we built tens of thousands of miles of interstate highways, and we could put this wall up in 2 or 3 months, getting 100 contractors out there. It's not that big a deal. It's a piece of cake.
But, of course, they really don't want to do it, but they want to give us the idea.
They do not want to do it because you can't unplug a wall. They're talking about this this virtual wall, the electronic virtual wall. I will tell you, they have the electronic virtual wall right here in Cochise County, and the illegal aliens are virtually marching right through it.
But, of course, then it wouldn't the biggest thing be if they would just enforce the laws that they put in 1986 when they promised there would never be another amnesty. All we had to do was take in the 3 million illegal aliens at that time. If they enforced those laws on the employers, wouldn't most of these people turn around and go home tomorrow?
Well, yes, they would. And but you know, the problem with that, you have to do both. Because there's so much of an underground economy. People that are hiring these people under the table, paying them cash. They don't report anything anyway, so it doesn't matter if you try to enforce the laws. These people aren't reporting them anyway. So you have to have both. You have to have employer sanctions, and you have to stop them from coming across the border. Now, I'm down here. I was flying the border this morning. We're doing a Peter Boyle show 4 hours this morning out of our headquarters here. It went so well this morning. We've got politicians flooding down here tomorrow. We've got Donald Goldwater, who is probably going to be the next governor of Arizona, is going to be with us tomorrow morning, and other politicians. We've gotten such a good feedback from what we're doing. I think that the trend is moving in our direction.
Oh, you must be doing something right, because there's an organized effort out there to discredit you, so I know that you've got to be doing the right thing.
That's correct. Yes, we have Morris Dees, who's been after me for years, and he has, what, $200 million in the bank to come after me with. And Peter Boyles, who's the talk show in Denver, very popular, he started in on this thing about 6 months ago, and he's been threatened now by Morris Dees and the Southern Poverty Law Center. So, yes, anytime you speak out on this issue, you are... will be attacked, and they will try to destroy you.
And of course, what they're kind of trying to do is make this a racial issue. This is not a racial issue. It is about sovereignty. It's about the preservation of our living standards, and there really are people who want to destroy this nation to lower our living standards and to merge us with Mexico. When I tell people that, they look at me and that they shake their heads. That couldn't be true.
Well, they're going to see it more and more when they had the not these last demonstrations, but one of the things about the more recent demonstrations is a week ago, a little more than a week ago, they had all of these Mexican flags flying in Los Angeles, and then that upset the American people. So then they had 100,000 people come out, or 200,000 people, all dressed with white shirts and carrying American flags. Now what organization wears a uniform and carries a flag? It's an army.
All right. Of course, the thing is, this is carefully organized. Tremendous planning has gone into this. It costs a lot of money to do what they're doing. I'm sure glad to know my tax money is going for a good purpose.
Your tax money is paying for this. Schools are letting children out and giving them credit for attending these demonstrations against America. Unions now are threatening to shut down the Port of Los Angeles on May 1st and other ports. And railroads, they're threatening to boycott and shut down the United States economy on the 1st of May. Of course, we warned about this.
Yeah, and of course, reported
this 6 years ago.
First of May is, of course, very important to the communists. The communists
right.
are here working. But the communists couldn't do this without the full support of our government. And, of course, the communist movement here in America, as throughout the world, has always been subsidized by people of great wealth who have a different agenda. Every communist wants world government, and the leaders of both political parties in the United States are dedicated to that and the destruction of America's national sovereignty.
The evidence is just too overwhelming. there's no other explanation possible.
And of course, Glenn has a wonderful video he's put out called The Conquest of Aslan. I think that is a great video. We do carry that. And of course, a lot of the leaders are talking about how they're going to take over our state and take away our property, and the gringos better get used to going home. And when you see these massive numbers of people out there, they're determined to take over this country. And where is the opposition? The rest of us, we want to stay home. We don't want to be controversial. Believe me, the people who are determined are going to take your property, and, of course, they're going to drive you out of this state if you sit back and don't get involved. 90% of the people can want, to do the right thing, but the organized minority always wins.
Well, that Conquest of Aslan thing is now in demand. We're starting to sell a lot of those at 1-800-600-8642. I guess I can get it from you as well.
Right. We think it's a great video.
And suddenly people are looking at it, and this is 5 years old, but I stand by every word. It is aged well, and now a lot of people are beginning to say the same thing. And we had it in the Washington Times. It's not a podunk newspaper. The columnist was saying George Bush may not be known as the person who lost Iraq, but who lost the southwestern United States.
And, I think it's really so vitally important that people understand that right now we see 500,000 people demonstrating peacefully on the streets of New York and the streets of Los Angeles. But how'd you like to see 500,000 people violently demonstrated and burning the buildings and burning the cars? Because, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to come. We have an economic downturn, and there aren't any jobs, and they've been told this is their right. As my wife suggested, what we really wanted to do, if you really wanted to solve the problem, well, you just cordon off those 500,000 people, and you just put them in buses, and you ship them out of the country. If they could not prove they were here legally, they would go out of the country. But you see, we're not going to do that, because our leaders do not want to solve the problem. They want the problem so they can use it to destroy our national sovereignty. If these people who are here illegally all, and I believe it's closer to 20 million than the 11 or 12 that they talk about, but if they are made legal, they can bring their families in, four or five, we'll have literally another 100 million people in America.
Well, I don't know how many people know who Georgie Ann Geyer is. She's a highly respected international journalist who used to sit on the Washington Week in Review on the public television. She's very respected, and she wrote this on April 3rd. What will be the results of this unprecedented Mexican program of brazenly reaching into another country and telling it what to do? Will Mexicans simply retake the southern U.S., or will we perhaps come too late to the realization that in our foolishness, we have helped start the breakup of America?
I believe America has been invaded. We are under attack today, and our leaders are betraying us.
There is no question about it, and that's why the first series of videos that I did were called The Bonds of Our Union, because back in 1997, Bill Clinton gave a speech on immigration, and he said, quote, "But mark my words, unless we handle this well, immigration of this sweep and scope could threaten the bonds of our union." So here, almost 10 years ago, President Clinton, who was a very smart guy, said that immigration could threaten the breakup of the United States of America. And he was absolutely right.
And yet George Bush has done everything wrong. And I don't believe it was accidental. While our attention is focused on our boys dying overseas, we're losing our country here at home.
That is correct. And now he's talking about possibly going to war with another Middle Eastern country.
Oh, boy, that'll really get the attention of the American people off. That'll speed up his plan to do away with the sovereignty of our nation. He's already made an agreement with the leaders of both Canada and Mexico to merge all the countries, to do away with the borders. Won't that be nice? Then we can travel freely down to Mexico's. But, of course, in Mexico, they would never tolerate what they have. Here, in fact, in Mexico, if you're there illegally, they put you in prison.
You would be arrested for what these people are. In Mexico, if you tried to do this, you would be arrested and put into jail and probably never be seen again.
Well, of course, when we merge with Mexico, they'll do the same thing here in Mexico.
A lot of signs are coming out in these demonstrations that are calling for the white people to go back to Europe, to get out of North America. This is our continent. And, of course, we've warned about that as well for the last 10 years. Now we're beginning to see it happen.
But, of course, the average illegal immigrant is simply being used as cannon fodder in this whole incredible thing. I mean, the people who are doing this are doing everything they can to get us to hate the illegal immigrants. He's not our enemy. He is being used, he's being manipulated. He's been encouraged to come here by the political leaders in Washington, D.C. If I was an illegal immigrant in Mexico, I would come to the United States, too, as long as I knew that nothing would be done to me. If I'm caught at the border, I'll immediately be released, and then I can come back again. And I can come back again until I can stay here. And then I can get a job, and I get free medical care, and I can get subsidized education for myself and my family. This truly is the land of opportunity, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Glenn Spencer. And, of course, we're going to give you his address. We want you to get in touch with his material. And then, of course, if you have a question or comment, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, right here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan Glenn. Certainly, I'm sure in touch with people all across the country. Do you think that maybe this is getting the American people to realize that they better get involved?
Well, I think we will soon find out, because if if they are getting involved, they will call their congressman. They will demand that the border be controlled immediately. They will demand no amnesty. They will say, we need to enforce our immigration laws that are presently on the books, and you need to put the military on the border. And yes, we need to build that wall, because I will tell you that you have people in Washington who are embedded in the Border Patrol management at the highest levels who are dedicated to subverting any effort to control the border. So if you put electronics out there, they'll make sure it doesn't work. There's one thing about a physical barrier. It's hard to turn it off.
And I really think it's so vastly important that people understand there isn't going to be a second choice. We lose America. Why, it's gone forever. And this wonderful dream, this wonderful utopian society we've lived in will cease to exist. And of course, coming with the financial crisis that lies ahead, with the expansion of the war in the Middle East, with all of the things that are coming together right now, a lot of people just don't know what to do. Well, Glenn is telling you what needs to be. Do you need to let your congressman know that if he, you know, doesn't stand up and stop this invasion of the United States, you don't care whether he's a Democrat or Republican, you don't care whether he's pro-life or pro-choice, you're going to get rid of him, and you're going to get everybody out to do that. And you start going from door to door and let people know that if you're congressman is voting the wrong way, that he's a traitor to the United States, and both of the options that are being put up in Washington, D.C. are wrong. What they do is you come up with one terrible option and then one almost terrible option. Which one do you want? It's sort of like a choice between being shot or being hung. I don't like either one of them. And well, nobody's speaking up for America.
I think the Sensenbrenner bill, H.R. 4437, is a good first step. It has no amnesty. It has strong enforcement. It has strong interior enforcement. It is a good first step. I think that the House of Representatives has done a good job. And we had, 34 Democrats voted for it. And you also have five Democrat Congress senators voting to kill this Senator Specter's amnesty bill and also the replacement bill, the Martinez bill. We can have, if the people will put the pressure on, there is a solution to this thing. And of course, I'm down here. We have the talk show people here, and they sat here last night and listened to the Border Patrol scanner, like the police scanner, and they couldn't believe all of the activity and how they were chasing these people all over the place and couldn't find them using UAVs and everything else. And so this man is a popular talk show host. He's getting a real, having an eye-opening experience. I flew him along the border today. And so we're going to have more and more people come right down here to the border and see what's really going on. And they get out to the people, and hopefully the people that are listening to you as well will begin to hammer on the phones and hammer on the doors of their senators and representatives.
Amen to that. Well, we've got Mike calling us from New York. Mike, how are things back there in New York? Do you have a lot of illegal immigrants back there?
Well, actually, I live up near Lake Ontario, which is a lot of fruit farm country.
Right.
Yes, we do.
Okay. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Well, this whole thing on this immigration stuff just does not make any sense. Now, they say, you know, it's because these people work jobs that Americans won't, yet they ship a lot of our jobs overseas.
Hold that thought right there. Well, we have Mike calling from New York, and they have a lot of illegal immigrants up there because they have a lot of crops there that need to be harvested. But Mike is saying none of this makes sense. We're shipping our jobs overseas. Mike, go ahead with your thought.
Okay. You know, they make it sound like, you know, it's all part of commerce. You know, it can't amount to too much. Look at the debt we've run up in this country. Now, they're concerned about, you know, about money. Heck, they're not balancing our checkbook very well. I'm wondering if it's part of the Hegelian dialectic somehow.
I think you're absolutely right. What do you think of that, Glenn?
Well, I think it is, because if you look at the way the government runs its finances, it disconnects the government from the taxpayer. They don't need you anymore, right? Because they just run up huge deficits and make a deal with a foreign power to finance it, right? So the people that our government, that they're more concerned about is the Politburo in China than the taxpayer of the United States.
In fact, we're subsidizing the Politburo in China. We're lending them money through the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank and the Far Eastern Development Agency and the Import Export Bank and American banks.
We lend them money, then they lend us money, then they buy our stuff, and it's all swapped back and forth at the highest level with no necessary involvement by any citizens, because they're disconnected from the whole process.
But I really think, Chris, the most significant thing is, Mike, that they intend to destroy this country. You see, you talk about what's happening financially. The stability of a currency is necessary for the stability of a nation. If you have an unstable currency, of course, you have an unstable nation. And they are intentionally and purposely and maliciously undermining the value of our currency, because they intend to destroy America. When you understand that, then everything makes sense. And all you need to do is look at the logo of the Trilateral Commission and realize that both Paul Volcker and Alan Greenspan both came from the Trilateral Commission. It is three sixes, and at the center there's an upside-down broken cross. What do you think that suggests? And anything else you'd like to say, Mike?
Oh yeah, I had something that I have no facts to it. It's just something that hit me, and I'm wondering. I mean, after the terrorism here, you know, we're going to a national ID card system. Yet these people can pour across the border unchecked, in and out. Nobody cares. You know, in Mexico, they in the Justice Department, they chip their personnel. I'm wondering if that's something that's going to happen down there with the Mexicans, is conditioning us in America down the road.
Have any thoughts on that, Glenn?
Well, there's going to be a lot that happens in Mexico. They're going to get a new president here in a few months, and it's probably going to be a left-wing, anti-American president. We could have a major upheaval on the border. We could have a major upheaval in Los Angeles and all across the country. In fact, we are going to. It's going to happen. It's just a matter of time. I've said this for many years. And just about everything I've said has turned out to be true.
And except it's coming to pass right now. They have invaded our country with the help of the President of the United States and the leaders of both political parties. I'm just glad, though, that this sense and I didn't realize how good the sense and Bruder bill was.
It's excellent.
All right, fine. What's the Senate going to do with it?
Well, they just chewed it up. They completely threw out everything that was good in it and put everything bad back in. Mm-hmm. But they couldn't get it because, you see, the Democrats would not allow any amendments. And so they would not allow, what that meant was a senator could not come up. And they wanted to pass this bill that legalized maybe 15 million illegal aliens without even a debate on the floor of the Senate. That's what they almost got it done.
But wait a minute, but the Senate is under Republican control, Glenn.
I know.
Our Republicans wouldn't betray us, would they?
Oh, I think they would.
Anything else you wanted to say, Mike, before we let you go?
Well, it's probably all part of dividing up the world into 10 parts, I guess.
You're absolutely right. We're moving towards a new world order and a new world religion.
Thank you.
God bless. Okay, well, again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Right now, Glenn, I want you to tell the people how they can get a hold of your website, how they can get in touch with your ministry and your effort.
We have two websites. One is our slash and burn, take no prisoners, hard-hitting, that I pay for out of my own pocket, and that's called AmericanPatrol.com. It's the most popular site in the country on this issue. We passed 15 million hits yesterday.
That's just one day, 15 million hits?
No, total.
Okay, fine.
We do about 25,000 visits a day.
All right, fine.
And that's AmericanPatrol.com, and it is tremendous. We also have American Border Patrol. That's what I really do down here. We apply technology to the border problem. We're the ones that forced the Border Patrol to get a UAV. They're all bragging on how they have unmanned aerial vehicles. They never would have had it had we not started flying them ourselves right down on the border 3 years ago. They were just embarrassed. And now we've come after them for not using GPS.
Hold that thought right there now. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Glenn Spencer. Go ahead, Glenn.
Yeah, I produced the DVD, and it's been circulating amongst the Senate and the House, People love it. It's called The Border Patrol, How It Works and Why It Doesn't. And in it, we expose the Border Patrol, and part of it is has to do with their failure to use global positioning satellite data, GPS units, out in the field. And now this is being seen by the Congress and the senators, and they're beginning to ask questions. I listen to the Border Patrol scanner all day long. You know what they're beginning to do? Use the GPS. Not in the correct way, but they're beginning to use it. Why? Because we're embarrassing them. Why do they have a fence down on the border in San Diego? Because Muriel Watson had a light up the border campaign with 1,500 cars turning their lights on. The Border Patrol, the only time that management in Washington, that bunch of communists, does anything is when they are forced to and totally embarrassed by the American people. That's the only time they do anything, and then they try to subvert it. They go out and spend almost all of their money on one UAV. Cost them $14 million.
And how much does yours cost?
$50,000.
Right.
Theirs cost $14 million.
So they could use up the money, so they could say, shucks, the reason we're not doing anything is we don't have any money. Yeah, but you mentioned that the communists in Washington, D.C., most people honestly believe what they've been told, that communism is dead. Ladies and gentlemen, who do you really think was able to organize those nationwide riots here? 500,000 people on the streets of, you know, certainly of Los Angeles and all across the country spontaneously, all at the same time? Do you honestly believe somebody said, oh, shucks, you know, Jose, let's go out and let's have a demonstration tomorrow? This costs a lot of money. Excellent
and
planning.
And I'll give you a word, a name of an organization most people have never heard of. It's called the Industrial Areas Foundation.
Tell us about it.
Well, the Industrial Areas Foundation is an organization that in when the voter drive in 1996, they turned out 5,000 volunteers to register voters. They are a very powerful organization, and they have high level meetings with government officials, right? They have influence at the highest levels, right? And nobody's ever heard of them.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back with Glenn Spencer of the American Border Patrol. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, Glenn is talking about this organization that nobody's ever heard of, and yet they're one of the most powerful organizations. They were able to turn out 5,000 people to get out to vote. And anyway, what is this organization? Who funds them?
Well, the Ford Foundation, big corporations, and just let me just, you know, the Industrial Areas Foundation was really based on the work of Saul Alinsky. And he has rules, his book, he has a book out for these people. It's their Bible.
Rules of Revolution.
For Radicals. And he says in his book, he says, power is not only what you have, but what an opponent thinks you have. If your organization is small, hide your numbers in the dark and raise a din that will make everyone think you have many more people than you do. Okay? And if he goes on, ridicule is most potent weapon. It is hard to counterattack a ridicule, and it infuriates the opposition, but then reacts to your advantage. He goes in and teaches these people. Now, who finances it? One of the most vicious organizations in the country is the National Council of La Raza. They get millions of dollars from the federal government.
Sure, and they're an organization for illegal aliens. Why are we subsidizing an organization for illegal aliens? Because our government wants this problem.
That's correct. I mean, Bob Dornan supported Nativo Lopez, right, and Hermandad Mexicana Nacional, an organization that publicly stated that it was an advocacy for illegal aliens. He got $30 million for them when he was a congressman. They then turned on him and threw him out of office. So he'll never admit it.
Well, I think you should never be. You have to be awfully careful who you get into bed with.
That's correct.
You might find they have a lethal disease.
He thought he was going to be friends with these people, you know. He thought he was going to be buddy-buddy with Hermandad Mexicana Nacional. Now, Nativo Lopez the guy who ran that organization, which was shut down because of tax fraud, when they had this big demonstration in Los Angeles, stood at the right hand of Antonio Villaraigosa, the Reconquista mayor of Los Angeles. You're talking about radicals here. Ivo Lopez and Antonio Villaraigosa.
But I think it's so important that our listeners understand that the Ford Foundation has been funding subversive activities going back to the early years of the 20th century, and we cover that in a book we have called Foundations, Their Power and Influence, the only congressional investigation ever allowed to investigate who is funding the communists and the socialists and the radicals and the revolutionaries, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Ford Foundation, and, of course, the Carnegie Foundation. Glenn Spencer's video, The Conquest of Aztlan, we recommend that very, very strongly because actually it gets into a great deal of detail about, the Ford Foundation, how they're funding this whole revolutionary movement in America with your tax dollars. Go ahead.
There's no question about it. It's our tax dollars. The Catholic Charities, which is out there advocating for illegal aliens and harboring them and supporting them and busing them around, two-thirds of their money comes from taxpayers. I mean, these people are masters at ripping us off, taking our own money to destroy us.
But of course,
we are letting them do it.
But, of course, this would never happen without help from the leaders of both political parties.
That's correct. They know
what's going on. Teddy Kennedy knows what's going on. He just doesn't want the American people to know that he's a traitor. But then, of course, the leaders of the Republican Party want to do away with our sovereignty. They are globalists. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Glenn, get your telephone number and your website.
We're at 1-800-600-8642. My assistant had to leave early, but they can call tomorrow. 1-800-600-8642. And we're in Sierra Vista, Arizona. I live right on the border. I live 1,000 feet north of the border in this major smuggling zone right here next to the San Pedro River. We're at our mailing address in Sierra Vista. It's American Border Patrol. We're a 501c3, and donations are tax deductible. We operate in the public interest. We're the only organization in America. We are the only nonprofit organization in America out of almost 300 million people. There are only five of us down here working on solving the border problem right here using technology or any other means. Five out of 300 million people. I think the American people could support a little bit more than that.
Well, I certainly admire what you do, Glenn, and I certainly support your effort to try to get the American people to know that it's been building to this for a long time. But, of course, what happens with people don't get what they want, then they take to the streets and they start burning and destroying, especially when you have communists leading them. The Communist Party in the United States has been funded by people of great wealth at its inception. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to understand how this whole thing fits together. You create an enemy, the best enemy that money could buy. And we have it right here in America. It's called the American Communist Party and all of their subdivisions, and whether they call themselves communists, or it doesn't matter what they call themselves, they are intent upon destroying our nation. And you've actually recorded the statements of many of these Chicano leaders from La Raza and others. They talk about really taking their country back and driving the white man out, don't they?
Well, yeah, they do, but, you know, here you have Armando Navarro, who is a professor at University of California at Riverside, gave a speech about 2 weeks ago. And he got up on television. He said that there's going to be a socialist revolution, okay, from the tip of South America to the North Pole. And he's talking about communism. And we can see that the Mexicans are going that way, Venezuela. We have South America, Colombia, many of these other countries beginning to turn hard left, along with the Chinese moving into the Panama Canal and being more closely allied with Mexico. And, we have a serious threat facing us, not only internally but across our southern border from many countries, not just Mexico.
And, of course, the thing is, who is it who has built up the economy of communist China? Why, the United States.
That's correct.
And, of course, until you understand how we fund communism throughout the world. And, of course, if you go into background, we brought communism to China as we brought communism to Cuba. And if you haven't seen my video, The World Revolution, where I interviewed the American ambassador to Cuba at the time of the revolution, and he tells you how they knew Fidel Castro was a communist. That's why they brought him to power. We've got Andre calling from Capitola. Hi, Andre. Andre?
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Do you have a question? Is it Andre or Andrew?
Andre.
Andre. Okay, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, he was talking about when the borders are going to be open, like they want to open up Canada and Mexico, and when do you think this will happen?
The Council on Foreign Relations just issued a report calling for this to happen in 4 years, by the year 2010. And one of the members of the task force that recommended that was Doris Meissner. She headed up the INS and the Border Patrol under Bill Clinton. And we warned when she was in the Border Patrol that she was a traitor, that she was subverting the Border Patrol and the INS. And now she comes out in favor of dissolving our borders, thus proving what we had said was right.
And, of course, I think, Andre, you have to understand that the Council on Foreign Relations, its purpose and goal is the destruction of the sovereignty of our nation. It has always been for world government, ever since it was formed back in 1921 as a front for a secret society that was created back in 1891 by Cecil Rhodes, and the whole idea was to unite the world. That's what it's all about. These people are traitors. And, of course, but nobody wants to say that. After all, they're very wealthy, they're very rich. But they have total disdain for common people like you and me, and they want to destroy our sovereignty. Go ahead.
What do we do to get ready for this?
Well, you better start listening to our programs. You better start.
Well, I listen to your program every day.
Okay, fine. Have you contacted your congressman? Have you told, how many people have you told about what's going on?
I mean, they laugh in my face when I tell them.
That's all right. You point out what's going on, and you keep telling them. Don't give up.
What do we do? How do we get ready? Where do we go? Do we leave? Do we head for another, you know, Alaska or what?
There's no place to go.
There's no place to go.
Nobody knows. There's no place to go.
What does a normal
person like us do? A family of three and...
You help us educate the American people. We have to get the majority of the people on our side, and I really believe that the things are going to be happening within this next few months, certainly within the next year, are going to change America forever. And things are going to have to get a lot worse before people can come to you and say, Andre, I remember when you were telling me about these things. Tell me more. They're going to come to you. Don't worry.
Yes, they will.
Do you think the fuel's going to hit $6 a gallon by summer?
No.
I think that certainly within a couple of years it's going to be six. I think you're going to look back at $3 a gallon as a good old days. Now, whether it'll be this summer, it'll depend upon when we attack Iran.
Yeah, I told people about that, and they really laugh at me.
Okay, well, they may die laughing.
So you recommend stay out of debt, save money, put gold away. Stuff like that.
But the most important thing is let's try to save America and make sure you're in the right relationship with our Lord, because behind all of this is spiritual forces that are energizing these evil and wicked people. Okay, thanks so much, Andre, and you keep listening.
Bye-bye.
Right. And again, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295, Our guest is Glenn Spencer. The revolution is already underway. You saw them demonstrating in the streets of America. And why isn't everybody who's listening to this program calling in and offering to do something or offering to help Glenn? He needs help down there on the border. He needs financial help. And I admire and respect what he's doing, trying to actually point out to the American people that we're under attack. We've been invaded, and there are people working at our universities who are calling for a revolution. And where is the call to do something about it? Why, these people have tenure. Nothing will happen to them, of course, unless they were patriotic Americans, and believe me, they'd hound them right out of academia.
Well,
go ahead, Glenn.
It is difficult for the American people to organize because they have no one to help them organize. The structure that is out there, the media, right, and many of the local governments have been taken over. But they're frustrated, just like this caller. He says, what the heck, what can I do? There's no way. Well, you have to organize just as I did 14 years ago. I had, you know, no background in doing any of this stuff. I just became an activist and did use whatever talents I had. And now we have one of the most popular websites. We have had 28,000 people donate to our effort. We are running what I know best to do, a high-tech operation on the border. I fly the airplane. We will tomorrow. If you watch, if you go onto American Border Patrol and download the software, if you have the computer capability, you can actually watch us. And tomorrow I will be talking to you live as I fly the airplane, sending high-resolution streaming video of people entering the country illegally, and I will describe it to you as I fly over and show you how it's how the border is so weak. We do this all the time. It's unheard of. People are beginning to look at this and say, how can you guys do this? Well, I have a couple of really brilliant young men working for me. I did this all on my own. Now, other people can do the same thing. I'm not that smart. So, hey, I hope to set an example of what an individual can do if they have the initiative and they have the drive and the will to do it.
Amen to that. And I'm simply a retired orthopedic surgeon. I do what I do. Started out with one little tiny radio station. Now we've got about 60 that every week carry some of our programming. Anybody out there can do it. All you got to do is have the desire.
Yeah, we're going to have to organize ourselves this time.
And, of course, our churches have been infiltrated.
Yes.
Our political organizations, almost every one of them, either has been infiltrated or they're afraid to tell you the truth. They're not going to take you into the spiritual forces that are behind this whole thing. They're not going to tell you about the conspiracies that they're working at the highest levels of both of our political parties, because they don't want to offend anybody. Well, all I can do is say the truth, and I don't care whether you're offended or not. You can turn me off right now, but I hope you won't. I hope you'll continue listening, and then you'll commit yourself in this truly spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of America, because America is under attack today. Well, you know, I think it's exciting, though, that the man who may be your next governor is coming on board. Do you think that he'll really do something, or is he just going
to... elected governor, he certainly will.
All right, he's a good man then.
And he's going to be here at my home tomorrow.
Good. Well,
and I hope to take him flying. He had been here before. And he was just written up in the Arizona Republic. Here he said, I have a message for Mr. Bush. Build us that wall now, shouted Goldwater, standing among 20 supporters at the Capitol. Goldwater was part of the Minuteman movement, had some tough talk for Arizona's senior senator.
Is he in relationship to Barry Goldwater?
Yeah, he's his nephew.
Okay, fine. Well, that's pretty good, a pretty good commentary.
So he's going to be here tomorrow with me.
All right, well, at least you've got the people down there. I think probably the people in Arizona are much more attuned to what's going on than people here in Northern California, because they're not demonstrating here as they were, you know, down in Los Angeles. Oh, we've had a lot of school kids who were actually encouraged by their teachers to go out and demonstrate and leave school and break all the school rules, but nobody was ever punished. None of the teachers that were encouraging, they even gave the kids credit, you know, for going out and demonstrating. What sort of madness is this?
We have a Sierra Vista High School, Buena High. They were supposed to play a baseball game last week, but the Tucson High School students didn't show up. Why not? Because the buses were being used to bus students to the protest.
And, of course, they could not do this without the full support of the school administration. We have traitors working at our schools. We have traitors working at every level of our government.
That is correct. And, there's a new book coming out in about a week or so called The Immigration Anarchy. And I'm proud to say that I'm one of the people featured in there. And it's supposed to get quite a national promotion. And it is going to make some differences. And it's Daniel Sheehy, and I would look for it and look for some ads and look for it in your bookshelves. immigration anarchy.
In fact, we're having Daniel on our program here next week. And
okay, Fighting Immigration Anarchy, American Patriots Battle to Save the Nation.
And we're going to be carrying that book. We've had him on before. We're going to have him on. We got to, you know, you need to hear his message. You need to hear what Glenn is saying. Do you care about America? Do you care about what sort of world you're going to leave for your kids, your grandkids? And if you're not involved, who's going to be involved?
Right.
If not now, when?
This is not a drill. This is the real thing.
Amen to that. Hang on, Glenn. We'll just wrap up the program here in just a moment. And Dr. Stan saying, get involved. Get involved while you can, because you'll either say no now, standing on your feet, or say yes, on your knees. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Glenn Spencer. Glenn, you got 3 minutes to wrap up the program for us.
Well, as we said, you know, the important thing is that the individual Americans have to understand that it's up to us individually. We have to save the country in a new way because we have a new threat. And the new threat is that they've taken over many of the institutions using their power and money, so that the means that we usually have of expressing ourselves and getting organized, the political parties, have essentially turned against us. So we have to go to our neighbors and say we have to get organized. We have to hold meetings. We have to set up groups. And this is happening more and more. We have to get onto talk radio. We have to get onto the Internet, and that's a valuable tool, and start sharing this information and then going after the politicians, because after all, that's the final pay dirt. We've got to throw these people out of office that are betraying us.
Amen to that. And this is really what it's all about. People have to get involved. And there are things that we're going to have a great man running for the Republican ticket for Senate here in the United States, you know, in November, Senator Mountjoy. And with God's help and enough people who will get involved, he could actually go back to Washington, D.C., do it with Tom Coburn, as a physician from Oklahoma, is doing. And we don't need that many people back there. We just need people who fear God, rather than, of course, going along to get along and to get a nice fat stipend when they retire. You know, we see what Alan Greenspan got, $8 million for his memoirs. Isn't that great? And Hillary got $8 million, and Bill Clinton got $10 million, and the Pope only got $8 million. I guess they're much more important, or just as important as Pope John Paul II. Ladies and gentlemen, they can't take this country if the American people value freedom. But if the American people don't value freedom, then freedom will soon become a remembrance of things past. Glenn, you know, I really admire you being down there. I just hope you'll be careful flying that plane. I don't want anything to happen to you.
I won't. I'm very careful. We have a great airplane.
All right. Well, I just hope the people doing the maintenance on that program, on that airplane for you are good. And you got under lock and key when you're not there.
Oh, yes. It's locked up tight.
All right.
There's a couple of dogs looking right at it.
All right. Do you have a parting thought before I let you go?
No, that's it. I think that it's up to anybody who's listening to this program right now. It's got to stop and say, what can I do? What actions can I take? Who can I talk to? And if necessary, the only thing you can do is make a donation to American Border Patrol. I can assure you we'll use it wisely and most effectively for your country.
And one more time, how they can do that?
So they can call us tomorrow at 1-800-600-8642 or go online, AmericanBorderPatrol.com. You make a donation right online.
God bless you. Thanks for everything you do.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. And that's Glenn Spencer, one of my very favorite people. Well, this is Dr. Stan. And, of course, if you're listening to this program, you say things couldn't be that bad. Let me tell you that we are involved in a perpetual war in Iraq, and one of the major purposes for that war is as the distraction, so you won't see what's happening here at home, just as Vietnam was a distraction, so you wouldn't understand that while we were watching our boys coming home in flag-draped coffins, while we were losing our freedom here at home, they were centralizing all power in Washington, D.C., consolidating their power over the media, finding women had a right to an abortion, you know, actually taking God and prayer out of our schools. They knew exactly what they were doing, but the American people didn't understand. And now we're involved in another war. We're moving very rapidly. The Patriot Act has nothing to do with tracking terrorists. It has to do with collecting dossiers on every American citizen. And you say it can't happen here? Believe me, the same spiritual forces are at work in Hitler's Germany, are here at Work in America. And if you've never seen the logo of the Trilateral Commission, you can go up to their website and look at it. Three sixes in the center at Broken Cross. Why do you think that's there? That, of course, is the logo of the Trilateral Commission. The organization, as Barry Goldwater said, was created to control the commercial and banking interests, multinational of all the world, by first seizing control of the American government. And what is their goal? A one-world government and one-world religion. Their ultimate goal is laid out there in the logo. Three sixes with a broken cross in the middle. Go up on the Internet, Google in Trilateral Commission, look at their logo. You'll see it, but of course it's hidden in plain sight. So you need to get our four tapes set on immigration. You need to get the book, Importing Immigration. You need to get the book published back in 1958 that tells you how the great tax-exempt foundations, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation, were funding communism at that time. And of course, remember, it was David Rockefeller who commissioned Brzezinski to create the Trilateral Commission. And if you read his memoirs, he will tell you that many people say that we, the Rockefeller family, are part of a cabal that is conspiring to create a new international order. And of course, if that is the charge, I'm guilty. I plead guilty. I am a proud internationalist. That's page 405 of David Rockefeller's memoirs. He's a traitor to America. But so many of the people in Washington, D.C. are traitors to America. They're sending your boys overseas to die in a war that was totally unnecessary. Had not Paul Bremer from the Council on Foreign Relations, as the presidential envoy, gone over immediately after the war and dissolved the Iraqi army and police force and civil service and created the disorder, and then when Major General Paul Eaton was ordered to rebuild the Iraqi army, they blocked him from rebuilding the Iraqi army. They gave him six men to build an army for a nation of 25 million people. You can get the whole story and the references for what I'm saying at my website, radioliberty.com. That's the February newsletter. Go to our section on newsletters, pull it down. They gave him six men to build an army for a nation of 25 million people. And that's what Major General Paul Eaton said. He didn't understand why the Pentagon was blocking him from rebuilding the Iraqi army. That would have saved the lives of Americans. But that's not the objective. After all, if they're not losing men, we might be looking at the fact that we're under attack today here in America. And, of course, many of the people in Washington, D.C. are supporting the enemies of America, and their intent is to do away with our borders and to merge us into a new world order and a new world religion. Our webpage, radioliberty.com, that's radioliberty.com. You can get our material by calling 1-800-544-8927. The books we talk about, our four tapes set on immigration, and then, of course, we hope that you'll tell others about our programs. You can listen to us 5 hours a day on the Internet. Not get a thing accomplished, but you can listen 5 hours a day and get educated and understand that behind everything are powerful spiritual forces that, of course, are motivated from the very pit of hell. There is another dimension. There are demonic forces. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and or get the video or DVD, and then pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty. And so until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.